Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Always, I'm so blessed and I'm so grateful for you to take the time to study the Word of God. I pray that you're doing that on your own, that this podcast is really just an addition to things that you do, keep you thinking about the things of God, and even as we're studying, to keep your affection on things above and not on things of the earth. So let's go to the Lord in prayer and ask Him to bless our time of study together. Heavenly Father, we do ask you to bless us. We know that you are involved in your word, that you gave us your word. You want to bless us with your word. And so, Lord, when we turn our attention to you, we're directly in your will as we study your word. Today, I pray your blessing would be upon everybody that's reading and hearing these words of yours today. Lord, we bless you. We thank you for this opportunity. Lead us into all truth by your Holy Spirit, we pray, and help us to live according to that way that we learn, so that we'll be pleasing to you. We bless you. We thank you again for your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Put Off the Old Man. It's taken from the book of Colossians chapter 3 and verse 9. Paul the Apostle differentiated between the earthly things and the heavenly things as he wrote to the Colossian church members. The behaviors and pursuits of those who had received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior were to be changed after they received Him. No longer were they to be involved in fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Nor were they to exhibit anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of their mouths. These traits invited the wrath of God on children of disobedience. And although Paul knew they formerly walked and lived in them, they should not do so anymore. In chapter 3 and verse 9 of his letter to the Colossians, Paul gave another characteristic to put off in their lives, and he explained the reason why. We read, "Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds." The verse begins, "Lie not one to another." As though it was an afterthought, Paul included "lie not" or "do not speak deliberate falsehoods or deceive one to another." The idea is do not lie reciprocally to each other. Evidently, their behavior was to swap lies back and forth with one another, and such behavior was to be put away. The verse goes on to say, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds. Paul included the reason that they should not lie one to another when he wrote, seeing that you have put off, which is the Greek word apikdiomai, and means wholly put off from oneself, denoting separation from what is put off, wholly to strip off for oneself, for one's own advantage, despoil or disarm. The old man, which refers to the ancient man or way in which they lived with his deeds, or a doing, a mode of acting, a deal, transaction, wicked deed, crime, or wicked doings. Paul likened the Colossians' former lives as an old man or old way of living. And because they were now believers in Jesus Christ, the former old man was to be put away. As we ponder Paul's words, we should remember that lying should no longer be a part of our lives. When we think about it long enough, perhaps there are little lies or white lies that are part of our behaviors. Paul's idea was to be truthful with one another, not exaggerating and stretching the truth, as some phrase it. We have been made new, different, and our old man and old ways should no longer be a part of our lives once we have received Jesus into our hearts. Holiness and godliness are to replace rebellion and sin, even when those traits seem small as a tiny lie. The challenge to the Colossian church members was demanding and exacting, and it is nonetheless to us as well. May the Lord help us to see the old man traits within us and eradicate anything that is contrary to his ways. Next time, Paul shares about putting on the new man. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word. In Jesus' name.